Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And as I promised last week, I would have, I almost called him Dr. Sheriff. Sheriff Richard Mack is back with us. You're not really a doctor, are you, Sheriff?
No, I don't think I've ever been called doctor.
Well, you just about were. Maybe it's because I got a headache and I need a doctor. I don't know.
I deserve a doctorate.
You've done enough, haven't you?
My doctorate would easily be the science of public corruption.
Oh my goodness! And there's plenty of it, isn't there?
Way too much.
Last week we talked about the GOP convention. Have you been watching the Democrat convention?
Only the reviews. I can only stomach so much of that. And
that's kind of the way I have been. I know I got angry at the networks that they would only show part of a speech and then they'd sit there and talk and I was supposed to be watching them. So I turned it to C-SPAN and watched where all I had to watch was the speeches and so today, this week I decided I don't really want to watch the speeches in their whole. Now I watched Bill Clinton last night and I watched Michelle Obama earlier this week and I watched those in their entirety. It was torture, but I did it.
I have to tell you, Beth Ann, I can only stomach so much of that. Really, I'm serious. The Republican convention, I got nauseated. This one, I absolutely just was heading to the toilet to throw up. So, they both make me sick. It's just one makes me sicker than the other.
Well, and it's all a show.
It is. It's all choreography. It's all strategy.
All laid out. And that's what the network journalists or whatever you want to call them, commentators, it's all about how they're analyzing and should they do this and should they do that. But I'll tell you, and if you didn't watch it last night, maybe I'm a little oversensitive, but they showed this great big picture. And one by one, they were showing the presidents of the United States, okay?
Yeah.
Which I always find, even with the presidents that I don't care for, I still find that emotional. To see these men that have served this country, starting back with George Washington. And so it's showing all these presidents one by one, and then it backs out, and it was like, they got a huge screen, you know. And it shows, like you see in the encyclopedia, you know, it shows all the presidents laid out there. And then they shatter it and show Hillary Clinton because she shattered
this glass ceiling for women.
And I was livid because I thought that was so disrespectful to every one of those, including her husband, to every one of the men who have been voted in and served this nation. I found that to be absolutely disrespectful. And it shamed me to be called a woman because of what she had done. And all those women sitting there whining and crying and carrying on like we've really done something great. And I am scared to death of what we're going to do putting this woman. And we're not going to do it. I'm just going to not. I'm going to do everything I can to keep that woman from getting president of the United States. But a true patriot wouldn't have done that. A true patriot would have had more respect for the founding fathers and the past presidents of the United States than what she had in that.
Well, another thing that came to my mind, if women are equal to men, and it really doesn't matter what sex you are, then why does it matter what sex she is?
Well, very good point. Did you know, because you're the historian, and I still haven't gotten quite sure if I've got the right answer. I'm not sure I have the right answer for your question last week, so you're going to teach me a thing or two. But did you know she's not the first woman to run for president?
Well, she's not the first. Oh, well, let's see. Elizabeth Dole ran, didn't she?
I'm not sure about that. Go back a lot farther. It was Victoria Woodhull. And she ran in 1870 for president of the United States before women could even vote.
Wow.
She ran for president, and she spent the election day in jail because she had done some other things. And the things, I've got a list of 9 things you should know about her, and maybe she did some good things, maybe not. I don't think I'd have liked her any more than I liked Hillary, but she was really big into the suffrage, the women's suffrage, you know, and all this and that. But she was a wealthy woman, and she believed in women's freedom, if you know what I'm trying to say. And she got up and talked about that openly, which back in the 1800s was, you know, a little risque. But anyway, Hillary Clinton is not the first woman, but Victoria Woodhull was. So.
Okay, well, good for her. I'm glad you told me that. Well, yeah. You have taught me something history there. You know,
yeah. Now, we need to put that question out early because I'm sure everybody's going to have to
do their searches. The question that we posed last week was who actually wrote the final draft of the Constitution. And no, it was not James Madison.
Yeah, I don't have that one down. That's not the one I was thinking of. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I ask that to students and others, they usually say James Madison. But no, and in fact, James Madison went to this other founding father and said he needed to do it because he was a much better writer, and several asked him to do it. So the final draft of the U.S. Constitution was actually penned, written by who? And that's the question, and I will let any of your listeners who get the right answer, I'll let them pick one of my books, and we will send it off to him.
Okay, we're going to give the number, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410.
And I actually have 2 huge announcements. I don't know if you saw my email.
No, I did not. I've been kind of scurrying around this morning.
It's about 7:40 this morning, and so I thought you might not see it.
No, I checked emails. I did not see one from you, so I don't know where that went. Okay, tell us.
Well, one huge announcement is that I have been supporting numerous candidates for sheriff all across the country. Mm-hmm. You already know that.
Yes.
The second one is I'm supporting a lady by the name of Dawn Wilson. Not my Dawn, a different Dawn. And she lives in Navajo County, which is the county where I had planned to run for sheriff. And moved there a year ago, but because of my health problems, I decided that I better not do it. So now that I'm campaigning with her last week for the 24th of July Pioneer Day celebration,
awesome,
which is a Mormon holiday, actually, I had a long talk with her, and I have agreed to run with her as her undersheriff. If she is victorious, then I will be the undersheriff of Navajo County, Arizona, and we are going to make it a constitutional county.
Awesome, Richard. That's great.
So right now I'd say she's a little bit of a long shot, but she has a lot of strong support from the Republican Party and from city council people, members, and county commissioners, and a former state senator by the name of Karen Johnson, who worked with me on the Pat Buchanan presidential campaign here in Arizona, and some real strong people. And if we can get the Navajo Nation to switch over and support her, she can win. And so, you know, she's really a very humble, teachable, powerful, strong little woman. And you know how I love strong, powerful little women.
I do.
You, my wife. You know.
Chris Ann Hall. I mean, everybody, you just want to look taller, that's all. You put all these short women around you.
Yes.
The lines are lit up. We're going into a break. We're going to have to go to the callers as soon as we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have our favorite sheriff, Richard Mack, on the air with me today. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Who wrote the final draft of the United States Constitution? And Sheriff Mack and Beth Ann will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keefton, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we have lit up the phone, Sheriff, so we're going to just go straight to the phones. We have JL from Missouri. JL, how are you today?
Getting by. The one who wrote the last part of the Constitution was Gouverneur Morris.
Sheriff Mack?
Well, we'll have to analyze that, won't we, Beth Ann? But just in case, make sure your producer gets his name and address for me.
Okay. All right. So hang on.
And also,
JL?
I need to ask which book he would want. Do you know the books I've written?
Well, you were talking about one that was for free. I'm not very from.
Well, I don't have any for free, but I'm going to give you one for free.
Yeah.
He's written the one about the county sheriff.
Are you a David?
Huh?
The magic. Are you a David? That's my most recent book.
I guess that'll do.
Okay.
Okay. I have like 7 or 8, but if you'd like that one, I'll send you that one. It's a very powerful, beautiful book.
I haven't read any of your books. I just haven't run across them.
JL, would you stay on? And my producer's going to get your information for us,
okay.
And we're going to go to the next callers, okay? We're going to go to Ted from New York. Ted, how are you today?
Missouri.
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello,
how are
Missouri.
You?
Good. How are you?
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks.
Great. Is it Hamilton?
We're having trouble with
that again.
Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, you need to speak up just a little.
Ted, your phone is cutting out. Did you say Hamilton?
Yeah, Hamilton.
Okay, we're going to have him call back. I can't hear him. Ted, if you could call back, okay? Hang up and just call back. And it's at 877-895-5410. We're going to go to the next caller. We're going to go to Mike from Texas. Mike, how are you today?
Oh, just fine. I think that I probably lost this contest because I got the same answer as the first caller, Governor Morris. That's okay. According to my founding fathers by the National Geographic. It says that the final draft of the Constitution was crafted largely by Governor Morris of Pennsylvania.
Okay. It's actually pronounced Gouverneur Morris, and you are absolutely correct.
Okay.
All right.
Correct. Yes. So, Bethann, why don't we take him down, too, and we'll send him one, too.
All right. Okay. If you'll hang on, Mike.
All right. Thank you,
Mike,
Sheriff.
Mike, don't hang up, because my producer's going to get the information from you so we can get the book to you, okay? All right. Appreciate that. All right, we lost Ted, I think.
And
I couldn't
hear. Did he try to say Hamilton?
I think he was saying something like that. Hamilton, yes. Yeah, so.
Well, Hamilton's not right. But
okay. All right.
And, Hamilton was kind of a different sort. Yeah, Hamilton was the first one to ask, or the most vociferous to ask George Washington to be king.
Mm.
You know, so we fought this war to kind of stop the monarchy thing. And Hamilton really wanted George Washington to be king. Now, you know, I probably wouldn't have had too much of a problem with Washington being king because he was such a great man, but that's not what we fought the war for. It was just to go from one king to another, and Washington obviously knew that and understood that and didn't want anything to do with it.
Can you imagine him going through all the fanfare that these conventions do now? I mean, he was such a humble man, and his men loved him, you know. And he actually had
something in common with Donald Trump.
Which was? He's very tall? What?
What? that he was very wealthy.
Yes.
Washington was very wealthy. And you might say, too, that he spoke his mind probably a little bit more tactfully and eloquently than Trump, but he did speak his mind, and people really appreciated that part of him as well. But Hamilton was a big government-type guy, and that's something that even he would be turning over in his grave if he saw what we had in Washington, D.C. today.
You know, he'd be drumming a lot of people out of town.
Mm, yeah, for sure.
And I'm not just talking about the reason he did that. I'm talking about lots of things that we're doing wrong. And but yes, when you see all the fanfare and how they, focus everything around the candidate and, you know, how great they are and how wonderful they are and
right.
Just go on and on and on. He would have never done that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, did you have that answer correct?
I did not have that answer correct. I had that as one of my answers. Jacob Shallis. I had one of the things that I had looked up said that the man who actually wrote the words is named Jacob Shallis. So I had Governor Morris down for one and Jacob Shallis down for
well,
the
according
other.
To Dr. Cleon Skousen's The Making of America, he makes it very clear in there. And, of course, the other caller talked about the Founding Fathers Almanac. Is that what he said?
I didn't hear quite what he said, but yeah.
And anyway, that resource. But, it's pretty much, if you look up, if you Google Governor Morris, it'll talk about how he wrote the final draft of the Constitution.
I had several different sites that came up when I tried to do a search on that, and it had several different ones. In fact, it called Henry Lee, called it the Lee Draft.
Richard Henry Lee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a very prominent founding father. He doesn't get enough credit, I think.
And that was one that the reason you said that last week was the reason I had him down last week, and I was kind of searching around for him because you said it wasn't necessarily a popular name, and I think, well, the last name Lee wasn't too popular in the North.
No, it wasn't. And Richard Henry Lee is a little bit more, I think, popular as a founding father than Governor Morris was.
Yes, yes.
And also the next announcement that I have.
Oh, yes.
I gave you the one.
Mm-hmm.
Two is CSPOA is offering a training the trainers a CSPOA certified instructor training for all people who would like to attend. The only trouble is we only have about 70 seats. And so everyone listening to your program today, you can become, in fact, we found this absolutely necessary because, as Beth Ann knows and many of you know, I travel the country doing training for tea parties and community groups and freedom groups and sheriff's offices and police departments and public officials. I go around the country doing this, and I've determined that I can't do it all.
No.
And we really need people more on board with this, and we need local people doing this in their own communities. And so we are offering on August 26th and 27th a certification instructor seminar. You have to be there both days, and it's in Lehigh, Utah. Now, the information is at our website, or you can email me or call me. The phone number for our office is 480-840-9091. And, of course, anybody can call your office and get that number, I hope, because
yes,
you do definitely have that. But if anybody wants any more information, email me at sheriffmack at hotmail, sheriffmack@hotmail.com. Or just go to our website, cspoa.org. There is one requirement, and that is that you must be a life member of the CSPOA in order to become certified as an instructor for us. So other than that, you have to pay your own airfare and your hotel and your food. We will have a great time. It'll be wonderful training. Even if you don't become an instructor, this will be some of the best training you'll ever have. Myself and former police officer, retired police officer Rick Dalton, who is a constitutional scholar and a professional teacher, he will be the other instructor. And we're also planning at this point to have Tara Sweeney, who is Tara Finicum Sweeney, to kind of introduce the entire event. And so anyway, anybody interested at all in receiving some of the best training in the country and becoming a CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, a CSPOA certified instructor, please get a hold of us and be a part of this new movement to take this nationwide and to be a part of this grassroots effort of training sheriffs and peace officers and public officials and community groups on our solution to take back America. And this is a peaceful, effective process.
Absolutely.
That we were all about.
All right, we're going into a break. We have a caller holding. We have CW from Missouri holding. CW, if you'll hold. I want to give the number out again if you're interested in this, and I hope that you are, or help your sheriff be interested in this. It's the phone number to call in the office is 480-840-9091. That's for the CSPOA office. You can visit their website to get all the information there at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org. And Sheriff and Richard Mack, I'm Sheriff Richard Mack and Beth Ann will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Lisa, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm having trouble talking this morning. I don't know what's going on with me. Sheriff, we do have another caller. We have CW from Missouri. CW, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann. I enjoy your program.
Well, thank you, sir.
I'd like to say the thing that bothers me about this election is we all know that Hillary Clinton is the most corrupt person that's ever run for president. Mm. And if she winds up being the president of the United States, our younger generation is going to say, the only way to get to the top in this country is to lie and cheat and do crooked things, and that's going to be a bad example for our young people. And my saying is, I was originally supporting Ted Cruz, but Trump is the only chance we got to get rid of Hillary Clinton. And if you love this country, I don't care if you hate Donald Trump, you better get out on election day and vote for Trump if you want to get rid of Hillary, because she got her black vote and the Muslim vote and this vote and that vote, and put them all together. They know how to get out to vote. And if we don't get out and vote, she's going to win this election.
Yeah, I agree, CW. I agree completely. I think that she is corrupt. I think that we've seen that. We know that, basically Comey got out and said that she is guilty, but we're not going to indict her. Basically, that's exactly what he said. And the Americans that are paying attention were gasping. And, you know
why I think that happened? When Bill Clinton met the Attorney General, he told her, Obama knew all along that Hillary is using the private mail service, and if you prosecute her, I'll bring Obama down with her. And so I imagine that Obama called the FBI guy and said, I don't care how you do it, but don't indict Hillary. That's the reason why he put all the stuff in he did, but then he didn't indict her. But anybody else but her would have been indicted, so... What we've got to do is indict her on Election Day.
You got that right. We've got to just not elect her. Thank you. I appreciate that, CW. I know that Sheriff Mack agrees with you, too. You know, Sheriff, it's astonishing to me, the big fanfare that both these parties put on. And here we've seen over and over and over again the cheating and the lying that Hillary Clinton will do. I mean, look what just happened with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a woman I never could stand anyway. And it was always blatant that she was for Hillary.
Yes.
But now these emails have come out, and it's not just that they plotted. It was the language in the emails. You know, here they accuse the Republican Party or the conservatives of being bigoted and racist and all that, and those emails were all of that.
Yeah, and I find it astonishingly hypocritical by the Democrats, which they've always been anyway, but so are the Republicans. But anyway, the hypocrisy between the two major parties has been astonishing. But here the Democrats espouse the principles of our democracy, and yet they've done everything in their power to avoid anything that they call democratic in the democratic process that was supposed to be there for the people to decide in the primary who is going to be the Democratic presidential nominee. What do? They stack the deck against a man who happens to be Jewish, and they go after his religion, and they go after him on both sides of that, maybe he's an atheist. Well, maybe he's just a Jew. And here the Democrats are using this bigoted language against this man, and I don't agree with anything Bernie Sanders says.
No, I don't either.
But I also think that he was a pretty decent man. I think he's sincere about what he's doing. And here the epitome of taking money from Wall Street is Hillary Clinton, and the Democrats all are espousing. That's what I thought was really funny the first day that I saw, that she would be the one to end big government money and big political money. And that's a joke because we all know she takes money from anybody and everybody, no matter how crooked they are or how they treat women or how they support terrorism throughout the world. And they were just about money, and they wanted that money. And then they come back and convince people that they're not the big money changers. And when Bill Clinton said Hillary is a great change maker, oh, yeah. Especially millions and millions of dollars worth of making change.
Oh, didn't you just love the warm little love story that he told?
Well, I didn't see much of that. I saw a little bit on Fox that showed that, but...
Is the irony there? He's telling American people that she's this great woman, and we need to be loyal to her and vote for her. I'm thinking loyal like Bill.
It's all of that is such a astonishingly hypocritical. And channel, even NBC had an analyst who did that very thing, who even said him talking about his marriage. Are you kidding? That's the last thing he should have been speaking about up there.
Well, I tweeted out, impeached President Bill Clinton tells us we need to be loyal to his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vote for her, be loyal to her. Well, they haven't confirmed this, but apparently there is some truth. This is coming from BuzzFeed News and this was back in June, that Bernie Sanders will back Hillary Clinton in exchange for speaking opportunities to fall campaign rallies, fully funded campaign aircraft, and a share of the credit for her hoped-for election, according to a negotiating memo obtained by the BuzzFeed News, and it was dated in June 7th. So was the fix in back in June? Is that why he wasn't so shocked by all of this coming down? But, you know, I feel sorry for all those that followed him. I think they're ignorant as to what they're following as far as what he wants to do with the government and policies.
Yeah, well,
they have thrown their nickels and their dimes and their dollars and their $5 and their $10 at this man, and he just chucked it.
Yeah, I think so, too. And there's no question that Hillary and Sanders have been in real intense negotiations about this entire political process.
Oh, you bet.
There is no question about that. There is no question that she's had to offer him an awful lot. And I think you're going to see in the next 4 months how much she actually did. And if she wins, you'll really see it when he gets an appointment as he might be the new Secretary of State, but... You know, might not want that one. He might want one a little simpler, like Treasury or Commerce, something like that. But he's going to be well taken care of by her.
Yes.
And you know, I thought he was the one that wanted to end all those political deals.
Well, my monologue yesterday morning was about not to worry about Debbie. She's going to be okay. She's going to be all right because she went all left. I think
well,
that's
Debbie's
how I
already,
it.
Debbie's already been hired by
absolutely
the Clinton and the Clinton campaign.
Yes, yes.
You know, because she owed her. Clinton, Hillary owes her. And she had to pay her back.
She may be the first woman to get run for president, but if she gets it, she'll be the one who bought her presidency. She is buying her way to the top.
Buying in political corruption, haggling and deal making,
blackmailing,
which is what you know. That's what they're known for. That's what the Clintons are known for. They're the best at it.
Hmm. They're the greedy ones. But anyway, I thought that was interesting that he wanted all that and a plane. You know, I thought it was kind of interesting that he's been dealing with that since June, and here are these people that were following him and didn't have the money, really, and throwing all this money to him to try and make him their candidate. And he just slumped it off. You know, it's no big deal to him. He's going to be taken care of. But what about the people? Again, it's not about the people.
No. I did see a couple of replays of women just absolutely crying in the audience because Bernie wasn't going to get the nomination. And he was talking about, you know, saving America and all this. And these people are literally just bawling. I mean, alligator tears, just bawling. And I said, that's really funny. They're bawling because we don't become a socialistic country that forces the rest of us to pay for everybody else's benefits. And
it's amazing because they're uneducated about what socialism truly is.
They think it's free.
There ain't nothing free. We're going into a break, speaking of not being free. Your calls are welcome today. We're visiting today with Sheriff Richard Mack. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Sheriff Richard Mack and Beth Ann will be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I have with me today Sheriff Richard Mack. It's not been a boring day, that's for sure and for certain. We're in the final segment. It's the fastest hour of the day. We're going to go straight back to the callers. We've got the phones lit up, Sheriff Mack. We've got Roger from Colorado. Roger, how are you today?
Well, Beth Ann, thanks. I'm wonderful. I always appreciate you having Richard on. Hey, I wanted to let Richard know a book came out on Amazon last week. It's called That's Crazy Raj, and you're referenced in it quite a few times there, Richard. It happens to be my book. You might remember I'm running for sheriff up here in Park County, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I wanted to let you and all the peace officers at CSPOA and, quite frankly, all over the country know that there's important information in there for peace officers. It just came out, but next week when it's next month, when I can afford it, any peace officers I personally sell it to, they get it for $10 because I want them to get the information.
And now, you just got a free advertising, huh?
Hey, Beth Ann, you're awesome for letting me do that. But Richard,
do I get a little commission on that, Roger? Can I have a little commission on that?
As soon as I can afford it, I'll try and get you a book. I just talked to Joyce Riley, and she's going to purchase one to help me out right off the bat. But if you don't buy one in a few weeks, I'll be able to afford to get you one.
Anyway,
Richard, I love you, but I had one question, Beth Ann. We've been wondering for maybe a couple years already. What happened to your cookbook?
my cookbook is on hold because the revenue is down. So it's still there, but it's not being produced. So
okay, well, we're anxious to buy one of those from you once that's done.
And we need more recipes. While you mention that, we could sure use some more recipes. So
is that right? Well, I'll tell you what, my lady's going to send you one. She's been anxious.
That'd be great.
She's been thinking about it. Hey, Richard, I'm glad to hear you're healthy and still active, trying to wake up the peace officers in the country.
I'm healthy.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right. Roger, appreciate your call. We're about to run out of time. I got some other callers to go to. Thank you so much. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth. Hey, I just got a comment about sheriff departments. You probably seen it on the news there in April where the kids got shot in the school parking lot down here.
No, I did not see that, but go ahead.
About 2 o'clock in the morning, they was all gathering right beside the school in the school parking lot. And where was the police down here? They need educated on how to... They pitched them out that time and that, all gathering together, and something cricket on this deal.
Oh, I was going to say, where are the parents?
Yeah, where was the cops? The cops ain't that far away from them, and they wasn't there to get this thing stopped, and one ended up getting killed, and another in the hospital, and it was a total mess. But the police department needs to educate Sheriff Mack.
They do. All right. I appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you. Well, there's all kinds of things going on across this nation, even in Missouri, Sheriff Mack. Even in Missouri.
You got to show me there.
That's for sure. That's for sure. We, it does start at home. We say that every day, but it really does start at home. I mean, the parents need to make sure those kids are home, not the police. The police have got to come in there and rescue the day, but it starts at home. The parents need to be raising the kids right.
Absolutely.
You and I both know that. And even the best parents can't get it all done, that's for sure.
Boy, I'll say. Yeah.
But I want to give your numbers again, and I think we're getting some more phone calls in, but I want to give your numbers again. Now, Sheriff Mack had two things he wanted to announce. One, he's going to be running for, what did you call it, undersheriff?
I'm running with a sheriff candidate, and I will be her undersheriff, yes.
In Navajo County.
Navajo County, Arizona.
Okay. And that is for his first announcement. His second announcement is the CSPOA is going to have training classes, and that is August the 26th and the 27th to make you certified as an instructor for CSPOA because Sheriff Mack can't do it all by himself. And so you need to call, and the number to call in the office is 480-840-9091. That's 480-840-9091, and you can email Sheriff Mack at just simply sheriffmack@hotmail.com. That's sheriffmack@hotmail.com. And, that's a big task, but I think that you're doing the right thing by getting some help, you know.
Well, and another thing, too, is I want everybody to understand, and Bethann, you know this, and I know we don't have much time, but all we're after at the CSPOA is more Deputy Stan Lennox. Remember the deputy at the Albany airport who defended the people who were handing out flyers at the airport, and the airport manager wanted them arrested. And Deputy Stan Lennox stood in the way and interposed and said, no, they're not doing anything wrong. This is their First Amendment right. That's what we're after. We want deputies doing that in the execution of their job every day. Every day, stand for the First Amendment, stand for freedom, stand for liberty, stand for America, and do that for the citizens of this country. That's what we're after, and we've already shown that we have that. And then the epitome of our constitutional sheriffs, of course, is Brad Rogers from Elkhart County, Indiana.
Yes.
And he stood for the Amish farmer there and stopped the FDA from attacking him.
We need to get him back on the air. I have another caller. We have Mike. Mike from Missouri. Mike, you're going to have to be the last caller of the day. We're running out of time. What's on your mind, sir?
Okay, well, I've talked to Jeff Thug's office, and I'm trying to get a law passed that all law enforcement in the state of Missouri has to take a test on the Bill of Rights and the Missouri Constitution and be very proficient when they pass that test, because I've been a deputy in the early 90s, and I know that there's officers out there that have no idea about the Constitution or the Missouri Constitution, and I say that if you're going to be a police officer, that you have to take a test on that and be proficient at it so you know what you're doing to start with.
Got to read the playbook.
Absolutely, great idea.
Read and know the playbook. I appreciate it.
All right,
well,
you call Jeff Pogue and you tell him get on it.
All right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call. You know, we do have people out here fighting. We do have people out here trying to come up with answers, Sheriff Matthews.
Sounds like he'd be perfect to come to our seminar.
I think he would be. I think he would be. And let me give that number again. It's 480. I'm looking down through my trifocals here. 480-840-9091. That's 480-840-9091. Or Sheriff Mack at hotmail.com. Or just simply go to CSPOA.org. Sheriff, we've got about 40 seconds. I'm going to let you finish her up.
Well, again, I always appreciate being on with you, and thanks for having me right back. And I've always wanted to tell your audience that you should be the one singing your intro. Because maybe you're a good dancer. Maybe the jury is still out. But I know you're a good singer.
Well, I appreciate it.
And I really appreciate your dedication and your talents being aimed at freedom and for the dedication that you've put in to the freedom movement. And we've seen each other all over the country.
Yeah.
And we cross paths in this freedom movement. And appreciate the show that you do and appreciate you having me on. And this is all about freedom, folks. And that's what we're doing at the CSPOA. Become a member. Become a part of what we're doing. And go to our website, CSPOA.org, and be a part of this wonderful seminar and wonderful movement that we've started to save our country.
I appreciate it, Sheriff. I appreciate all that you do. You know, it's fun to meet you here and there around the country. It's a lot of fun. It's like coming home when you meet a face. You go into a crowd, you don't know anyone, and there you go. You meet a face you know. I appreciate it so much. You know, Sheriff Mack goes all around this country trying to confirm liberty and to protect it and preserve it. And it's up to all of us. One man can't do it all. And one little microphone, Beth Ann, can't do it all. We need your help. CSPOA.org, CSC Talk Radio, come together to bring America home. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166.
That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.